inch by inch, row by row.
Well, it's time for Garden Talk, and joining me on the line is Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Casey.
Good to hear from you again. So we're talking potatoes and garlic gardening, right?
We are, among whatever else we can sneak in. But garlic, of course, we planted last fall, and right now mine, and I've seen a lot of others, is some of it's 2 feet tall or more, reaching for the sky. And it is just about to, in fact, a friend of mine mentioned his are starting to put out their scapes, which is kind of the equivalent of their flower stem, except they don't actually have flowers. They have miniature bulbils on top, which are potentially could be used like to grow more garlic. But normally we want to remove those so that the plant can put more energy into making a larger bulb underground. This is something that we look forward to because these stalk little stems, and they come up straight initially, and then they twist and curl, and then they uncurl as the garlic is mature around the 1st of August. But we can use these as green garlic in cooking. And
so they're edible.
Oh, they're really tasty. Remarkably enough, they taste like garlic, not like chicken. So they can be used where you would use for making pesto. They can be stir-fried, toss them into soups, you know, chop them up fine or whatever. Or they can even be pickled. Also, I've even used them in making pickles, so for that nice garlic flavor. So it's something to look forward to now. And at the same time, we want to be making sure, because the bulbs are forming, we want to make sure that we're keeping our garlic well weeded so it doesn't have the competition for nutrients to grow nice big bulbs.
That way,
so
we get more garlic, right?
That's it. More garlic is better. That's absolutely right. And this is also about the time we could do one last, if we've got some liquid fertilizer, and whether this be liquid fish and liquid seaweed, that can be diluted, or even Miracle-Gro can also be diluted and actually sprayed on the leaves to give them a bit of a boost, or watered in around the plants. And that will really help in this final push toward, their forming. And in places down south that actually have some control over things, they say withhold water for the last month, 3 weeks or month of growth. Well, around here, the withholding water part is we don't have a lot of control over.
No, yeah, you're going to get water from the sky, right?
Sooner or later, or in whatever quantity Mother Nature blesses us with, yes.
All right. And how about potatoes? You say it's time for hilling potatoes, right? And
yes.
what is hilling potatoes?
So when we planted our potatoes back in sometime in May, or maybe even late April for folks who really were out early and had warmer conditions, I planted mine kind of in a trench and just barely partially covered them. So then as they grow up, so once they grow up, say 3 inches above the soil surface, we can bring some of this soil that I piled beside them in up against the stems, still leave the top leaves exposed. And because the new potatoes form off rhizomes that come off the sides of the stem above the piece we plant, if we can hill a couple of times as they grow up another 3 inches, say, then we will get more potatoes in the process.
And you say you can do this 2 or 3 times during the gardening season?
That's right. And then, you know, there's other folks who are growing in, some folks are growing in pots or tubs or even garbage cans that have extra holes. So it's the same kind of thing. You start out down at the bottom and gradually add more soil so you can get more potatoes. The other good thing about this, too, is that in the process of this hilling, we're effectively weeding the garden, too. You know, we're moving the soil and can, of course, pull the weeds out as we go. Eventually, our potatoes, usually, if they're growing well, normally shade the soil, so there isn't much weeds that can grow underneath. But again, this is all a matter of competition, and of course that applies weeding to all our other crops. For things like lettuce and carrots, which are pretty tiny, pretty small at this stage, they really need to make sure they don't have competition from the weeds. And if there's for at least potatoes, anyway, if there's a chance of getting some seaweed still on the beaches, this is also a good time to add that around those.
And what does that do?
The seaweed, again, acts as a mulch, but also when we get rain, the rain leaches out some of the nutrients from the seaweed, the trace minerals, basically that have washed down off the land into the ocean. The seaweed concentrates those, and then we're bringing that back to our gardens.
All right. Well, Ed Byarski, you have successfully made me hungry this morning.
Good, not that I wasn't already hungry.
Well, thanks for joining us, as always, Thursday mornings at 7:50, Ed Byarski. Take care.
Till next week.
Someone warm them from below till the rains come tumbling down.